الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ستر مسلما في الدنيا ستره الله عز وجل في الدنيا والآخرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers in Islam, all praise are due to unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with iman, the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second khalifa of Islam was none other than Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his darul khilafa was Medina Munawwara, meaning the Marcus was Medina Munawwara. So the hujjaj who used to come from different areas of the entire Islamic empire of the world at that time, they would come perform Hajj and thereafter they would come to Medina Munawwara and they would meet Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So on one year, a delegation who used to come every year from Sham, from the greater Syria, they came to Medina Munawwara to visit Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Umar radiyallahu anhu met all of them, Umar radiyallahu anhu noticed that one person who comes every year, he is missing, he is not there. So he asked the rest of the group, the rest of the jamaat, the rest of the hujjaj, مَا فَعَلَ فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانُ That where is such and such person, I don't see him here this year, what happened, he's here every year, how come I can't see him now? So the rest of the group answered, that يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ تَتَابَعَ فِي الشَّرَابِ That, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, this person has, his life has changed for the worst, unfortunately, in the past 1 year, and he has become an alcoholic. He has gotten involved in the sin of consuming alcohol. He has become an alcoholic. When Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu heard this, then Umar radiallahu anhu was perturbed. He was naturally grieved at this pious person who fell into this crime, into the sin of consuming alcohol. Immediately Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he called for his scribe. His scribe, and he dictated a letter to this person. Min Umar ibn al-Khattab ila fulan ibn fulan. This letter is from Umar ibn al-Khattab to such and such person. He mentioned the name. And thereafter he said, Salamun alayka fa inni ahmadullah alladhi la ilaha illa hu ghafiru al-dhambi qabilu al-tawb shadidu riqabithi al-tawli la ilaha illa hu ilayhi al-masir. A very short letter in which he started with the salam. And thereafter he said that I praise Allah Ta'ala besides whom there is none worthy of worship beside Allah. And thereafter he recited an ayat, or he dictated an ayat of the Quran in which Allah Ta'ala's qualities are mentioned, that ghafiru al-dhambi, qabilu al-tawbi, shadidu riqabithi al-tawl, that Allah Ta'ala is one who forgives sins, Allah Ta'ala is one who accepts repentance of his slaves, but the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is very severe. So he wrote this short letter, dictated it, and he sent it to this person. But when he sent it, as he dispatched the person, he addressed all those around him in Medina Munawwara. And he told them, that come closer, فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ لِأَخِيكُمْ أَن يُقْبِلَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَأَيَّتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ That make dua, let us all make dua for our fellow Muslim brother. Let us all make dua for our fellow Muslim brother who has gotten involved in this crime, that Allah Ta'ala changes his heart, that Allah Ta'ala turns his heart, and that Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins. So they all get together. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu makes dua, and all of them say Ameen, on dua on behalf of this person who got involved in that sin, in that crime. Anyway, in the meanwhile, the messenger of Umar bin Khattab, He goes and delivers this letter, hand delivered to that such and such person. And this person, he opens the letter of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He opens the letter and he reads the letter of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He reads it, غافر الذنب قابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. When he reads this, immediately he begins to cry. Tears swell up in his eyes. He begins to cry and he cries profusely. He cries profusely, and thereafter he says that this letter is warning me of the punishment of Allah, and this letter is giving me hope of the mercy of Allah. Meaning he mentioned how balanced this letter is. That is giving me hope of the mercy of Allah. Meaning if I make tawbah, and it's warning me of the punishment of Allah if I continue in this life which I am leading. Thereafter, this person, immediately he made that firm intention that, oh Allah, as of now, this sin which I was involved in, oh Allah, I am separating myself from this sin, oh Allah, making tawbah from this sin. And thereafter, with the letter of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, written with love, with fikr and concern for this one Muslim who got involved in haram, this person changed his life. The report back, the karguzari goes back to Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Madina Munawwara, that this was the reaction of this person. He read your letter and he cried, he made tawbah, and thereafter he changed his life. When Umar radiallahu anhu receives this news in Madina Munawwara, Umar radiallahu anhu, he praises Allah, and thereafter he tells the people around him, هَكَذَا فَاسْنَعُوا إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ أَخًا لَكُمْ زَلَّ زَلَّةً. This is what we should do when we see our fellow Muslim brother, that he has slipped, he has gotten involved in haram, he has changed his life for the worse. This is what we should do. That فَدْسَدِّدُوهُ وَوَثِّقُوهُ فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ لَهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ. That we should advise him, we should have worry and concern for him, we should help him, we should make dua for him. We should make dua for him that Allah Ta'ala forgives him. And وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ. And do not become the agent of shaitan against your fellow Muslim brother. Do not become the agent of shaitan against your fellow Muslim brother. These are the advices of Umar radiallahu anhu. Let us retrospect and think to ourselves, what is our reaction when we find out that somebody is involved in haram, especially a good pious person, maybe even Hafidhul Quran, maybe even an alim as well, maybe even a Jamaat brother, maybe a person attached to the Khanka. Sometimes, na'udhu billah, when we hear that good pious people slip, they make mistakes, na'udhu billah, it brings joy to the heart. It brings joy to the heart. Allah Ta'ala save us. This shows that what filth we have in our hearts. Whereas Umar radiallahu anhu is teaching us here, that we should make dua for our fellow Muslim brother. How many times have we lifted our hand and make dua when we heard somebody has slipped? And advise him, and do not become an agent of shaitan. The meaning of this is that if we are happy, if we rejoice and celebrate when our fellow Muslim brother slips, then actually we are helping shaitan fulfill his objective. We are becoming the agents of shaitan. Whereas Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded us that to hide the faults of our fellow Muslim brother. In fact, we have incentives in hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding hiding the faults of our fellow Muslim brother. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned, "Man satara Musliman fi dunya, satarahu Allahu Azza wa Jalla fi dunya wal akhirah." Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "A person who hides the fault of his fellow Muslim brother in this world, then Allah Ta'ala shall cover his faults. Allah Ta'ala shall hide his faults. Allah Ta'ala shall forgive this person in dunya and in akhirah." Wallahi, this is an incentive from the side of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us to protect the greater Muslim society. But doesn't mean we mustn't stop it. We have to advise that person in solitude with love that what you are doing is wrong. And give that person hope of the mercy of Allah. Give that person dawat. Today what has happened, especially because of social media, when we hear a Muslim is faltering, a Muslim has slipped, he has gotten involved in haram, we want to actually publicize it to the entire world. Sometimes we want to actually take a video of it, or take an audio of it, so we have a proof and thereafter make it viral in the entire world. Whereas, what are we doing? We are actually shooting ourselves in the foot. We are actually becoming a means of Muslims being embarrassed, being disgraced. Let's each one of us think, which one of us doesn't have faults? Which one of us doesn't sin? How would we like it if our sins were to be publicized in the entire world and become viral? How embarrassed won't we feel? So we should have the same worry and concern regarding our fellow Muslim brothers. You know, the enemies of Islam today, as it is, there's so much of negative propaganda against Muslims, against Islam. We are doing nothing but adding fuel to the fire. Therefore, the Urdu saying goes as well, Gar ko aag lag gayi, gar ki chiraag se. Gar ko aag lag gayi, gar ki chiraag se. The house was burnt with its own fire. This is what we are doing. We are becoming a means of Islam and other Muslims being disgraced in the greater society of ours. Anyway, another occasion, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he's in Medina Munawwara, and the habit of Umar radiallahu anhu was, in the night he would go with different sahaba. The main person who would be with him was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the night they would walk the streets of Medina Munawwara and the outskirts as well, just to check what is the condition of the Muslims of Medina Munawwara. So anyway, one day Umar bin Khattab and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, they are both walking in the streets of Medina Munawwara late at night. All of a sudden Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he hears some music coming from within a house or a yard of one of the houses of Medina Munawwara. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he hears this, he's surprised. Music in Medina Munawwara. So Umar radiallahu anhu goes close to that yard, and there's a high wall there. There's a crack in the wall. Umar radiallahu anhu peeps through the crack in the wall. And what does he see on the inside? Umar radiallahu anhu sees an elderly man. He's sitting on a chair. He's consuming alcohol while his slave girls are singing and dancing in front of him. Where is this? Medina Munawwara. Which time, which era? The Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, just after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He witnesses this. And we know Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the lion of Islam. He was the leader of the entire Muslim Ummah at that time. And we know he should become extremely perturbed and angry when the commands of Allah used to be transgressed. So Umar radiallahu anhu, this time, his anger reached such a level that without thinking, a natural reflex of his was that he immediately scaled the outside wall of the house. He went into the yard very quietly and he went up to that elderly man and he grabbed him by his collar. He was angry for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, he said, Wallahi, ma ra'aytu mandaran kallaylati shaykhin yantadhiru ajluhu. By the qasam of Allah, ma ra'aytu mandaran aqbaha min shaykhin yantadhiru ajluhu. By the qasam of Allah, never ever in my life did I see such a scene which is so despicable as the scene I am witnessing tonight, of an elderly man about to leave this world so old, but is involved in such crimes like this, such sins like this, consuming alcohol, listening to music and girls dancing in front of him. When this elderly Muslim man, when he hears this from Umar radiallahu anhu, immediately he lowers his head out in shame. He lowers his head in shame. But thereafter he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that O Umar bin Khattab, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what I have done is wrong definitely. Sadaqta. Walakin ma sana'ta aqbaha min hadha. But O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what you are doing is far worse than what I did. When Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, immediately he stopped. He said, what do you mean? He said, what do you mean? This elderly man, he's addressing Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who's younger than him in age. And he tells him that, ya O Amirul Mu'mineen, atajassasta waqad nuhiya ani tajassus? That, O Amirul Mu'mineen, you spied on me. You spied on me. Whereas Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has forbidden us from spying, referring to the ayat of the Quran in Surah Hujurat, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. That do not spy on one another, do not make ghibat of each other, do not backbite of regarding one another, each other. So he says, that's number one. Second thing you did, وَدَقَلْتَ بِغَيْرِ إِذْنٍ, that you entered my property without permission. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has commanded us in Quran not to enter any person's property or house without permission. Referring to the ayat of Surah An-Nur, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. O you who believe, do not enter the home of any person until you first seek permission. And the third thing you have done, O Amirul Mu'mineen, is you have shown disrespect to an elderly Muslim. You have shown disrespect, you have caused taklif to an elderly Muslim. When Umar radiallahu anhu hears this, he was a lion of Allah. But immediately if anyone had to correct him, if anyone had to advise him, Umar radiallahu anhu would remain silent. Immediately he said, Sadaqta. What you said is correct. What I did is wrong. I've made a mistake. Umar radiallahu anhu cries and he says, Umar will be destroyed if Allah Ta'ala does not forgive me. He takes his shawl, he covers his head, immediately leaves the property without reprimanding that elderly man any further, without arguing, without trying to justify himself whatsoever. He leaves the property. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is outside. He does not know what transpired on the inside. Umar radiallahu anhu just goes, he meets up with him and they both leave back to the center of Medina Munawwara, and thereafter they go home. Anyway, this elderly man, because of the embarrassment and because of the way he corrected Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he felt embarrassed to thereafter come in front of Umar radiallahu anhu again. As a result of which, for two weeks, he did not attend the majlis of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Medina Munawwara, in Masjid Nabawi. Remember, in Medina Munawwara, even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were other masjids. 9 other masjids in Medina Munawwara besides Masjid Nabawi. Anyway, for 2 weeks, he did not attend Masjid Nabawi, the majlis of Umar radiallahu anhu. 2 weeks later, he got himmat. He got a bit of courage. Thereafter, he enters the masjid. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he's sitting on the minbar. But this elderly man, what does he do? This elderly man, he takes a shawl and he covers himself and he sits right at the back in one corner, hiding from Umar radiallahu anhu. But Allah Ta'ala made it such that Umar radiallahu anhu spotted him in the distance. And Umar radiallahu anhu told someone close to him that go and call that elderly man there sitting in the corner. That person goes, he goes to that elderly man. He says that Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab has summoned you. The masjid is full. Masjid al-Nabawi is full. That elderly man, he wakes up and he himself says that I said to myself that today Umar bin Khattab is going to disgrace me in front of all the Muslims of Medina Munawwara. He's going to expose my faults and my sin and my crime in front of everyone. Anyway, he has to wake up. He wakes up and he starts walking forward with all these thoughts in his mind. He comes close to Umar radiallahu anhu. Thereafter, he sits down. Umar radiallahu anhu says, Udnu minni, come closer. He comes a bit closer, he sits. Umar bin Khattab says, no, come right in the front. He comes right in the front. And there, everyone is watching. The masjid is full. Umar radiallahu anhu tells him, Udnu minni udhunak. Then bring your ears close to me. Bring your ears close to me. Faltaqama udhunahu. Umar radiallahu anhu put his hand around the ears of the person in this way. In this way, and Umar radiallahu after whispered to him, he whispered to him so that even those sitting close to the mimbar could not hear. He says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولًا بِالْحَقِّ. By the qasam of that Allah who sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the truth and as a prophet of Allah, مَا أَخْبَرْتُ أَحَدًا بِمَا رَأَيْتُ هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةَ وَلَبْنَ مَسْعُودٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ مَعِي. By the qasam of Allah, from the night, that night in which I saw you doing what you're doing, till today, I haven't informed a single person regarding what I saw. Not even Abdullah bin Mas'ud was with me on that night. Subhanallah. We're talking about hiding the faults of your fellow Muslim brother. When this person heard this, he told Umar bin Khattab that Udnu minni udhunak, bring your ears close to me now. Faltaqama udhunahu. He put his hands around the ear of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he says, Ama ana fawalladhi ba'atha Muhammadan bilhaqi rasula ma udtu ilayhi hatta jalastu majlisi hadha. O Amirul Mu'mineen, O Umar bin Khattab, by the qasam of that Allah who sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the truth as a prophet, I never return to that sin again from the night you saw me right till now. Subhanallah. When Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, فَرَفَعَ سَوْتَهُ يُكَبِّرُ وَمَا يَدْرِ النَّاسُ بِمَا كَبَّرَ عُمَرُ. The Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, immediately he said, Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! And the people in the masjid did not know what caused Umar bin Khattab to say the takbir, to say Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Respected elders and brothers, we learn from this. This should be our attitude and the advices of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. When we see our fellow Muslim brother in wrong, he has strayed away from the correct path, we should do what? We should advise him. We should assist him. We should make dua for him. And we should make dua that Allah Ta'ala turns his heart. We should hide his faults. And we ourselves should not expose that person's wrong, that person's fault to the entire ummah. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala bless us with his qualities. And Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to stay away from all sin. And Allah Ta'ala also give us the ability to help others come out from the life of evil, the life of sin as well. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, nikah will be taking place now, inshallah.